Got a secret?
Here's a secret for you.
Can you keep it?
This is a good one.
Nope.
Omaha Secrets, 402-962-9898. Spicoli and Meg Mornings on Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave.
The highly anticipated, most wanted, Omaha Secrets. You got a secret to spill? Get it off your chest. Get one step closer to scoring a hundo to Pit Barbecue Lounge, 72nd and 370.
So good.
It's all about that sweet 98.5 secret sauce.
Yes, it is.
The kids eating free tomorrow night.
We got
okay.
Blues and barbecue tonight.
Yes. Omaha Secrets, a judgment-free zone. You can remain anonymous. We'll give you that celebrity name like AC Slater and Lincoln.
All right.
I own a 3-year-old red Ferrari.
Okay.
Wow.
That's nice.
It is a thing of beauty. My condo complex thinks I'm rich and popular. Ladies meet me, think I'm rich and popular. I struggle each month to make payments on it, and I regret ever buying it. I only ever pay off the interest and can't afford the fuel.
Okay, so he's living a champagne lifestyle on a Budweiser budget, and he's like car and condo poor.
But at least the red Ferrari does well in the winter with the snow, am I right?
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
Judgment-free zone.
Judgment-free zone?
Here's Lisa Turtle out of Omaha.
Oh, I got the whole cast from. Got the whole Saved by the Bell cast.
See if anyone would notice. Let's see. Lisa says, as a teen, I climbed out of my bedroom window onto the roof to secretly smoke.
Oh.
One time in the night, I fell through the roof.
Oh,
I climbed back inside, and I told my parents I heard someone outside trying to break in. To this day, they don't know the truth, but you, Spicoli and Meg, now do.
How did you get away with that?
You know, some parents are gullible.
I guess, unless they must have thought you were a sweet baby angel. That's probably what it was.
How about Jesse Spano and Omaha? When my husband upsets me, Spicoli and Meg, I hide his keys because he loses them all the time. So I wait until he is really upset, and then I pretend to miraculously find them.
Oh, good.
Depending on how mad I am at him.
That is diabolical. Come on now.
Well, what about Kelly Kapowski?
What about Kelly Kapowski?
In Plattsburgh.
Okay, perfect.
She said, I started having an affair with my ex-husband who I have 3 kids with. He has been married to another woman for over 3 years.
All right.
That's
this is like some twisted parent trap crap right here. I don't like it.
That's some crazy stuff because you were together. You had 3 kids.
Yeah. Now you're not. Now he's remarried. Now you're back doing the thing.
Is that okay or is that
toxic.
Not okay?
That's a little toxic.
402 judgment.
Okay, judgment free zone. Judgment free zone.
402-962-9898. You can call or text. Give us your Omaha secret and get one step closer to scoring $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge. Sweet 98.5.
Got a secret? Can you keep it?
It's Omaha Secrets at 402-962-9898. You can remain anonymous. We'll even give you a celebrity name.
Yes.
Give us that, your secret, and get one step closer to $100. Pit Barbecue Lounge, 72nd and 370, right behind Starbucks. And these texts are wild today.
Yeah, this one is weird. Zach Morris, he wanted a celebrity name, so we're going to keep the Saved by the Bell theme going.
Go for it.
He said, my partner is a fussy eater. Sometimes when we are out for a meal, I'll say something like, is that chicken cooked enough? Or are those anchovies in that sauce just so they'll lose their appetite and I can finish their meal. Score one for me, said Zach Morris.
Smart.
Wow.
Here's Screech. On the reg, I hide cooked sausages in and around work.
Oh my God.
Coffee jars, briefcases, coat pockets, desk drawers, you name it, I've hidden one there. Me and a coworker did it years ago for a laugh and I've continued. I've dubbed myself the Phantom Sausager.
Oh my God. I can relate to something like this. Eventually, I'll spill the beans.
Ooh, you do some naughty things.
Not,
is that what you're saying?
Not naughty, just fun.
Or just fun pranks?
Fun pranks.
Fun office pranks?
Yeah.
Let's go to Julia Roberts. Give us your Omaha secret on Spicoli and Meg Mornings on Sweet 98.5.
Okay, so my ex-boyfriend, he was talking to all of his ex-girlfriends. It was kind of a toxic relationship. I kind of knew in the back of my mind that it wasn't going to last. I knew that he was obsessed with Marvel and Iron Man especially. So I got him this, like, I wouldn't say 2-foot-tall Iron Man, like, figurine, I guess you would call it.
That is so offensive to some. A figurine. Very offensive to some. Yeah. I used to call them figurines,
call
too. Yeah, well, you could call it, a doll and figurine. How about
action figure?
I learned right away, you don't call a man's action figure a figurine.
I knew that if he had a girlfriend after me, that she would probably make him either throw this away because it was such an eyesore, or if he did end up keeping it, he would always be reminded of me.
So basically, you're like, you know what? I'm going to buy this for you, knowing this is probably going to end. But you knew him well enough that you knew he wasn't going to toss it. He was going to keep it. And whoever he ended up with was going to have to look at it. And he was going to have to know that it was from another woman and either lie about it or come clean. And she was just going to have to look at it for the rest of her life because he's that obsessed with Marvel and Iron Man and all that stuff.
Yeah, he has a Marvel tattoo. So.
That is quite the plan, dude.
Yeah, like, I mean, to me, when I want to cut it off with somebody, no more gifts.
Right. But like,
you left him with a parting gift.
Because it was that toxic that you were just like, yeah, no, I'm just going to, I'm going to plant a seed and I'm playing the long game here. And that's what you did.
It's kind of devious. It's kind of, maybe that's toxic in itself, but.
Yeah, you're just as toxic.
Hey, that's all right.
Julia Roberts.
Hey, this is a judgment free zone.
Oh, yeah, forgot. Oh, yeah, judgment free zone.
Come on now.
All right, fine. $100 to Pit Barbecue Lounge. Congratulations, you're going.
For playing the long game.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Very welcome.
Iron Man.
I have a crush on Iron Man, too.
Yeah?
Love Iron Man.
This is such a great riff. One of the all-time greatest riffs in rock and roll history. And that's a fact.
Loving X is listening.
Yeah, no kidding.
And he's like, they actually played Iron Man on Sweet 98.5.
Only for about 47 seconds.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we're just getting our rock fix this morning.
Yep.
Dial-a-back David's going to be blowing us up here in a minute.